We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samech Dalet Amud Dalet. Now we're beginning the last line of Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, end of the line. Tana Rabbanon, Shaitan Pasek, Venucha Yoimar. When Klal Yisrael rested, Yoimar. Shuvah Hashem, Rivvois Alpha Yisrael. That the Shechinah will be Shaira on the Rivvois Alpha Yisrael. Rivvois, Rivvava is 10,000, Rivvois is 20,000. Alpha Yisrael is 2,000. Melamish and Shchina Shoira al Pachos Mishnei Alofin Vishnei Rivois Mishrael. That a Kadosh Baruch was not Shoira Shchina less than 22,000 people. Even though we learned in Mesechus Ovis that two people are learning Torah already, the Shchina comes, but the level of Shchina that we're talking about here only happens with a big cloud of 22,000 people. Hare, Shoy Yisrael Shnei Alofin Mishnei Rivavois Chasa Achas. Let's say you have a group of Klal Yisrael, it's and this city only has 22,000 people minus one. V'zeh loy osak peirivya. This person wasn't osak peirivya. Loy nimsa zeh garim l'shchinah shenishtalak miYisrael. Bringing out how important every child is. It could be your child is the difference between the shchinah coming and not the shchinah coming. So you see how great, we're continuing that discussion of how great the mitzvah of peirivya. Yesterday we learned that it could be it's done with the shvichas domim, so it's not osak peirivya. Or was a might to sell him to Moshe Hashem. And now we're saying also that it's Gerv and Shechinah Shastalik. Another example of the godless of Periyavya, Avachonom and Shum Rebbe Eliezer, Chayiv Misa. If someone doesn't have children, Chayiv Misa. Shneem, it says in the Pasuk about Nodav Aviyu, it says, V'yomas Nodav Aviyu of Pnei Hashem, V'akrivam Ezor of Pnei Hashem, V'midbar Sinai, U'vonim Lo'yhoyu Lehem. They didn't have children. And the Gemara is learning Pshat, in the pasuk, they only died because they didn't have children. The Einish didn't have children, they died. The pasuk in the pasuk is, this pasuk is in Parashas Bamidbar, where it's talking about the Kahanim who came out of Aaron HaKohen. It says, Nodavio died and they didn't have any children to take them over in the Kahuna. Therefore it says, what?
And they died because they came to the
they did, yeah. There's around 5-6 pshatim in the Gemara in different places what exactly did wrong. So I'm not sure which one you're picking. Which one did they wrong? It's a shayla. They made suyayin, maraloch vei rabbi. They brought a ezar, tyrus into the lefnayim lefnim. And ohay lohay labanim, one of shatim, all of them shatim. Agav ayin seif and sivas shalom, beginning of parasha achrei mois. It tries to tie all the shatim together. Zog the gemara vaytem, achirim oimrim. Goyim l'shchinah shtalak mishal. The Achayim say not a pshat, not a raya really. That goyim l'shchinah shtalak mishal. Shneim is in the pasuk. Liyes l'chol elikim v'zarech acharecha. V'zman shzarech acharecha. When you have children coming after shchinah shara. Ain zarech acharecha. You don't leave over children. On me shara. Al eitz v'avonim. Who are you leaving for the shchinah? Eitz v'avonim. So we see from all these things the godless of having children. Vayit. Zok the Mishnah. Nasa Isha, someone who married Vasha Ima Esashan, he waited with his wife for 10 years, Velo Yoldo, they didn't have children. Ain't Rishar Levatal, the Nalad Mevatal from Periyavya. What does that mean? Zagrashi. Ella Oyigar Shano Isa Kharasima. That means Vuyan all the Gemaras, there's a chiv to get divorced her. Now why is a chiv to divorce her? Just marry someone else and you have children. The teretz is that we're scared, if you're not gonna divorce her, you're not gonna remarry someone else. So therefore, the Dinder Rabbanon, you have to give her a get. After 10 years that she didn't have children, you have to give a get. Ein Rishayu Levatel. Kamen Vatel. Now it says, Loshenev Elo Yolda. Some of the Rishayu Mamadayik, that's Dafka if she has no children whatsoever. But she has one child, even though you were Mekayim, the mitzvah, Pir Riviyat, you still don't have to divorce her. And what's the pshat? Because you see, she's ready to have children. She maybe she'll have children later, even if it's 10 years already since she didn't have children. She might have another child because Lamai says she had already one child. She has no children, then it could be she's akara, and therefore you have to divorce him. Lamaisin alocha lamaisin simin kufnun dal. The Rama brings down that the minig hayoyim is not to divorce the wife. Ayin shom, but that's the minig is maisa. They don't divorce the wife. Girsha, if maisa after you divorced her, she is allowed to go ahead and marry someone else, even though she didn't have children for 10 years. So maybe she's going to cause someone else not to have children. She's still mutter because maybe it was his problem. Maybe it's his mazel. Gershom and Tarasin Oslacher. He's allowed to go. She's allowed to go marry someone else. V'rishoy Hashem, l'shushim al yichonim. And the second was allowed to wait 10 years. And after 10 years, then they have to get divorced also. But she is allowed to go ahead and marry someone else. Imapila. Anytime this isha, either the first time or the second time, either way, if she has a miscarriage, we count the 10 years. from the miscarriage, because the miscarriage is considered a little bit like a pregnancy, so it needs 10 years where nothing happening, including miscarriages, so those 10 years are counted after Meshasha Apilu. So to Gemara, Torah Bar, Unter Braise. Nosa Isha Vesha Imas Shonim, someone married a wife and waited 10 years without children. Lo Yolda, they never have children. Yoiti, you have to give her a get. V'yitin Ksuba, but you do give her a Ksuba. And we'll see in the Gemara on base why she gets a Ksuba, maybe it's her fault. But Bryce explains, maybe it was his fault. Maybe he wasn't zochel libonis mimena. Maybe she really could have children. Just it's his fault. Therefore, the halacha is you have to give a ksuba. It's not for her fault. Now this din of 10 years, obviously raya ledavar. There's a zochel ledavar. Even though it's not a clear raya, but there is a zochel ledavar that the idea that for 10 years you have to marry someone else. What's the raya? From Avram Avinu. It says in the Pasuk, Devatikach Sarai Eshes Avram es Hagar Hamitzris Shivchasa, that Sarai took Hagar, Mikates es Shalom Lesheves Avram Be'eretz Canaan, Vatitin Oyusol Avram, Isha, Loyal Isha. After 10 years of living in Eretz Canaan without children, Sarai took Hagar and gave her to Avram Avinu. Lamed, so you see here two things. First of all, we see 10 years is the time, and it only counts when you're living in Eretz Shal. If you're living in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't count. The Shiva's Chutz La'aretz does not count. Does not count. Why not? So Rashi explains, because it could be that is the reason why you're not having children, because you're in the wrong place. It's not proper to live out of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's because of Chutz La'aretz that's causing this to happen, make them not have children. They only count if you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Lefikach, chalahu or shechalsehi. Therefore, in the same vein, if he is sick or she is sick for a certain period of time, you don't count that towards the 10 years, because right now they're not ready to have children because they're sick. Or they're both in a jail and they can't, and in jail usually it's very hard to have children. So therefore all those things that ain't oil and loim and aminyan, they don't count, because it's only 10 years that are childbearing years is accounted as 10 years. So Akapanam, we learn from Avraham Avinu that it's a zechel dava that 10 years you have to divorce. Now, what does it mean, ain't raya l'davar, zeich l'davar? So Tosis speaks out, Tosis says, raya gemura eino, the Mesham from Avraham Avinu, ain't lilma shizokel garish ishtoi, afilum yav shaloi garish, and vadra, raya lilma yad v'kan, that filtim shaloi v'alma, nois yishishti yitvi kesuba, heich l'shal yosham, shal lachat sarasa. But al kaponim, it's not a clear raya, you have to give a get, because don't say they give a get, they brought out a wife, and al kaponim, you see the idea of 10 years. Freit the Gemara, omle rov the Rav Nachman, v'lev Yitzchok, why learn from Yitzchok? Says by Yitzchok, Vahi Yitzchok ben Abraham Shalom Kachtas Rivka. Yitzchok was 40 years old when he took his wife Rivka. V'ksiv, it's a v'goymer, and the positive. V'ksiv, v'Yitzchok ben Shishim Shalom, let us say something. And Yitzchok was 60 when he had the children. So you see, waited 20 years. You see, he waited 20 years, up 20 years. On Malay, it's not a raya, because Yitzchok knew himself he was Akara. He himself was an Akar. And therefore, Yitzchok himself knew he was an Akar. Rivka also was an Akar, like says in the Pasuk. But Yitzchok also knew he was an Akar. Therefore, he didn't divorce his wife because he didn't have 10 years. Avram nami Akar. Avram also was an Akar. So why did Avram have 10 years? So Gemara, Gemara says, you're right. But still, Pshat is like this. The Raya is like this. Either way, it's not a Raya from the Etzem story, because they both were Akars. The Raya is from that the Torah told you how many years. That what the Torah told you, Miketz Esa Shonim by Avram, it must be to tell us then of 10 years. Why does it say the years of Yitzchak then, if not to tell us that you could wait that long? So where it says, Ahuma Bayele Likrav Chia Ba'aba, Don Chia Ba'aba, Ram Yech, Lomo Nimashash, Yishmal, Okadil Yachas, Bam Shash, Yaakov. The Gemara's Torah is that the reason why it says that he was 40 when he got married and he had a child when he was 60, just to break down how old Yaakov was in order to know how many years he was in Shem Ve'Ever. Like the Gemara Megillah says, at the end of the first parak, that they figured out that Shem Ve'Ever has to do with Shmuel, because Shmuel was 14 years old in Yitzchak, and Yitzchak had a baby when he was 60. So that's how they figure out how old Yaakov Avinu was when he went for 14 years to Shem Ve'Ever. Like upon him, the way we know 10 years from the extra pasuk by Avraham Avinu, by Yitzchak, it's not a raya because he was an Akar. Why did I say that pasuk? Limnois shnoisav shel Yaakov and Yishmal. Now, just to speak a very important point, that what was the kasha that he was 60? What does Rashi and Chumash say about this? Rashi and Chumash really asked this kasha that was 20 years. Rashi says that because Rivka was only 3 when she got married. She's only 3 when she got married. It's like 10 years until she was royal to have a baby, and then another 10 years like Avraham Avinu. That's the Rashi's Chumash. So what happened over here? What's the kasha? What was the kasha? Rashi, you know Rashi, remember Rashi Chumash? Toys over here asks the kasha. Toys the Maslelif asks the kasha. Says in Toyma, Yitzin Ami Lo Yishal Yoyisim Yod. Fimash Perashnum. Shaloi Hoyisim Rivka El Bas Gimel Kushinasha. Va'ad Shoyisim Bas Yipes Lo Yisim Rila Hoylet. V'yeshloima the Madrashim Chalukim. Like we already said before, that with the Madrashim Chalukim, this Gemara already had the Gemara really Samach. Aleph Amabay is already Mavuya that Rivka was a Naira in the Gemara. There's Mavuya also. That according to Gemara Masechta Zevamos, Rivka was 12 years old when she got married. And again, we spoke about that already. The Rebbeim have to redo a lot of the things. He wasn't 3, he was according to Rav, she was 3. And according to that message, according to the Gemara Yevamos, she was actually 12 years old. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Omer Rav Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu Okur Hoya. Yitzchak Avinu was an Okur. How do we know? Shinema. Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem Lunoichach Ishtoi. Yitzchak Davin connected his wife. Towards his wife, Alish the name is on his wife. Elam Noichach, Malam just Shneim Akurim Ayu. You see, they both were Akurim because it says in the pasuk Rivka was Akara. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk is like this: that Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem Lenoichach Ishtoi Ki Akara He. She was Akara. It says Yitzchak Lenoichach Ishtoi. He was also Akara. That's how you know he was Akara. Malam just Shneim Akurim Ayu. Freitimar Kasha Ihochi Vayeser Loi. Why does the pasuk say Hashem listen to Yitzchak's tefillos, vaye osir loi, it should say, vaye osir lahem, meboile. And Rashi explains, what's the kasha now, ihachi, and Rashi with the Masha will explain like this, that bishlam of only Rivka was akara, so then, vaye te Yitzchak Hashem lechish means that Yitzchak davened to Hashem for Rivka, and he was answered, because Rivka wasn't davening, only Yitzchak was davening, he was davening for Rivka. But now that we're saying that they both were Akara and Akara. So Yitzchak was dying for Rivka, and Rivka was dying to Yitzchak. So now, it's the Pasuk, Hashem listened to both of them, on both of their tefillahs. Shevi Yeshalahem, Ihachi, Vayeshalah, Vayeshalahem, Abayalay. Bishlam, if it was only Rivka was Akara, we understand Vayeshalah, because he's the only one davening. But now that they're both Akara and Akara, Shevi Yeshalahem, Abayalay, and for the Gemara, you're right, they're both davening, Hashem listened to both of them. But Hashem listened to Yitzchak first. There's no comparison between the tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik to the tzaddik ben rasha. The tzaddik has a bigger kayach. Om Rav Yitzchak, mepnei ma hoyu aviseinu akurim. Why were our forefathers akurim? Abraham, Yitzchak, their wives. What's going on here? So Gemara says, "Bnei Shakarish Baruch Hu misavin le misavel tefillah of tzaddikim." Shakarish Baruch Hu wants to hear the tefillah of tzaddikim. And Betzem, it's a little bit of a kasha, that would have been, it's a cruelty, Hashem wants to hear the tefillah tzaddikim because it hurts them. What's pshat? So I want them to hear the pshat, I forgot from whom, maybe heard from a friend, that tefillah makes the person better. Someone davens tefillah, it makes the person himself better. Hashem wants to give opportunity for tzaddikim to get better through tefillah, get close to Hashem through tefillah. Therefore, he gives them the tzar in order to make it better for them. It makes them better. It makes them better people. Their tefillah makes them better. It's not that he wants to hear their tefillahs. He misave for them to daven because that makes them into bigger tzaddikim. Om Rav Yitzchak, loma nimshlo tefillahs tzaddikim ke eser. It says by eser, and eser means a pitchfork. So we compare the tefillahs to an eser. Ma eser zeh misapech ha-tvu makom makom. It's like a pitchfork. You bring tefillah from place to place. Kach tefillahs on shal tzaddikim ma'af chayis midas shagat baruch hu mizrach zonas mizrach manias. The same thing, the tefillahs of tzaddikim have the power to change midas hadin to midas rachmanas. Om Rav Ami, Avram v'sara tumtum hayu. Avram and Sara were tumtumim. And here it doesn't mean mamish or tumtum because they knew which one was a zacher and a keva, but they didn't have the right avarim to have children. How do we know? Shneema, it says a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says Shimu lai roit v'tzedek v'akshe Hashem habitu atzur chusavtem al keves bar nekarta. We'll see in a second. That means talking. Look at your avos, and we call your avos the rock that was chiseled out and the bar that was bored out. So it seems like, and the next one says, "Bitul Avram Avichem Asara Tuchelachem." Look at Avram, your father, and Sarah, your mother. And we see from here that Hashem had to chisel out his Avare Leda, like Rashi says, "Nasaloi Zachrus." and she got a nakvos in order to be able to have children. Hashem had to do a special surgery in order to have children because they were both akara. Omram Nachman Omram Avuah, Sara Imenu Islandess Haisa. She was an islandess. She never had his Sara Yakara in law volod. She was akara and she didn't have a volod. I mean, I feel a base vlad in law. She didn't even have a uterus. She didn't have a rechem. I, some of the Achroinim asked that says in the Pasuk, Chodal Liyas Lesara Oirach Hanashim, it's mashma that she used to have Oirach Hanashim. You only have Oirach Hanashim, which means the needle only can have a uterus. So they say, if I actually had some kind of uterus, but it was too small to have children, it wasn't royu, it wasn't developed enough. It was Ein Lavalot, means you didn't have a developed uterus in order to be able to have children.